am going to be talking about some ghosts, category 1 to category 2 to category 3 to category 4 to category 5 to category 6 to category 7 to category 8 to category 9 to category 10. So many. So, ghosts. They can be cute and harmless, or they can be life-threatening and insane. So, category 1, they are not harmful at all. Like, the best you could do is become friends with them. They pose no threat to humanity. They are, like, fond of humans, and they like hanging out with them. And they just are really sweet. The only way they could harm you is by annoying you to death. So they show no interest in harming humans, and a word of kindness is enough to keep them around for years to come. So you have category 1, kind of annoying, but they're lovable. So category 2. They usually appear in groups of 2 or 3, and they are not really nice. They are really, really actually scary. They possess people sometimes, but not too bad, only like floating objects and stuff. Maybe like as you're walking down the stairs, something will fall over or something, like a cup might fall over or something. So category 2 isn't bad, but you occasionally will see like mean things, like they'll shove like glasses of jars off of tables or like stuff like that, move stuff around your house, but they really pose like no bodily harm threat, but they like pranking people and stuff like that. Okay, now for category 3. These creatures do not normally have physical bodies, but they are able to generate so much force, you know? Not necessarily like touching stuff, but you know, pots and pans banging, able to turn off and on lights, you know? And they can like, they can affect electricity, all that stuff. So they don't not like humans. They just they like lots of noise, is my opinion. And so they attack like pots and pans, throw it around, turn off lights, all that crazy stuff, which can pose to be a very annoying threat. But category 3, they are not nice, and they're not that fun. Category 4 is normally ghosts that haunt objects, paintings, objects like glasses or antique boxes, any of that stuff. And sometimes how ghost hunters can notice is if it's like a glass jar or like something, if it moves around, other things like paintings. Like, sometimes it'll seem like the painting will be off its frame, or, like, something seems different about it. Some paintings, you know, they just, like, the people have been known to move around, and you can, like, look this up, and it's really creepy. Other things like mirrors, sometimes when you look into like a silver mirror or some kind of mirror, you can see ghosts in the background. So different haunted things like that aren't necessarily like that harmful, but definitely very creepy. Like, you know, like paintings where the eyes follow you, some paintings will, like, the ghosts in them will come out and literally follow you. So, I mean, I know it seems, like, out of something, like, a haunted house or something, but, yeah. So, category 5, they feed on life forces, normally. They kill people. So scary. They are very silent, so they don't knock over things. But they normally make people have depression, make bad decisions. They're basically like they destroy your soul. So like if you have a soul, so, like a soul eater, category 5, and it lives with you, you probably will have depression or anxiety or something bad. Category 6 is, these ghosts, they love pain, and, so category 6, they love seeing you in pain, so they will pull things, throw things at you, like, hurt you in many ways, not necessarily death, but they do love to see you hurt, and, yeah, it's not fun. They just inflict pain on you, and they don't necessarily, they're more travelers, so they don't haunt one place, they more move around. So if you're stuck with a phantom of pain, it won't probably last for long. And now for category 7, basically, it's objects that are ghosts, okay? So, like, floating objects and stuff, it's basically, like, ghosts that have made their home in it, right? So, like, all the other objects that I was talking about that they haunt, like, paintings and stuff, right? So, except these, category 7, they can actually, like, fly around, and they aren't very dangerous, but they're super scary. They like to, it's pretty crazy, but sometimes they can fly around. They could hurt someone if it's, like, something heavy, like a big pitcher or glass jar, like, because they can fly into you, so super scary and dangerous. Category 8 is rocks and natural things, like outside trees and stuff. Ghosts can haunt trees and stuff and make them fall on you, okay? Like, if you're walking in the forest and there's a haunted tree or something like that, you'll get a very unpositive vibe, you know, the surrounding area may get a little colder, but also, it could fall on you, just like rocks and stuff, big boulders, if you're hiking on a path or a big boulder, and there's a big boulder around you, and it falls on you, it could be because of the category 8 ghosts. So, category 9, these guys float around, and they are never satisfied, like, with just scaring you. Like, they always want to hurt you and do, and horrible stuff. What they do is they are in your dreams. So, these things are the controllers of your nightmares and horrible nightmares may be caused by category 9. And sometimes they can actually kill you, because there is a theory that if you die in your dream, you die in real life. I've never died in a dream, so I'm not sure, like, right before you wake up. But, they say they can kill you, and so that's really creepy, like, nightmares, and yeah. So, only way to get rid of them is to never sleep again. Category 10, the last one, they are super, super dangerous. They are so scary. Ever heard of the Grim Reaper? Don't believe in him? Well, they're basically like that. They kill you. They don't like joking around or having fun, you know? Like, no dreams or any of that stuff. They will outright come to you and boom. You're dead. That's it. They have no remorse. And they should be feared. Either way, always, the ghosts win. You can do nothing in them. So, best, if you see one of these ghosts, you should run away as fast as you can. And yeah, run fast. That's all the advice I can give you for category 10. All they like is death. So, that's, yeah, they kill you. So that's category 10. That's all for today. Let me know about what you think about these ghosts. It goes from category 1, who are so innocent and cute and want to be your lifetime friend, to category 10, where they want to kill you. All right. Well, that's all for today. Hope you enjoyed it.